Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, through the web on CFRU.ca, and syndicating across Canada. I am your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We'll be looking inward and beyond along the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. I would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the ancestral and traditional territories and local Indigenous communities across Turtle Island from which the session broadcasts out of. Today, I focus attention on the peoples and regions within the broadcasting range of CHSR 97.9 FM, one of the syndicate stations of this radio program, in Fredericton from the University of New Brunswick. It is the traditional unceded territory of the Wolastoqiyik, Maliseet, and Mi'kmaq peoples in the Wabanaki Confederacy, covered by the treaties of peace and friendship. In addition, I would like to acknowledge that the majority of the musical styles featured in these observations have adapted elements of Black culture originally crafted under circumstances of racial oppression over centuries past and in the present time. I would like to offer thanks to the Black community for their too often dismissed and uncredited contributions to today's popular, alternative, and experimental music spheres. Let us begin show 213, Mesmerizer. Welcome, my good sentries, my sweet overseers, to a brand new observational session of the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope. Let's get right into our session today. That was Patricia Taxon, the trans electronica hyperpop musician from California. We listened to the title track of their latest release on Bandcamp called Walks of Lung. Hopefully with that grand entrance into our program today, we are ready for more musical adventuring today, especially with returning to our latest programming structure of grand sets, especially this first one, which we are keeping that kind of energy and flowing right into some more calmer visualizing sonic plateaus. We have Jake Kaufman, Nyla Hunter, Shunshun, and Arushi Jane. First up is quite special. It's a video game track by Jake Kaufman, who composed the music for the indie Smash game Shovel Knight. This is from the official soundtrack. Lately, I've been getting into Twitch video game streaming under the name, very appropriately, Guardian Coop. Right now, it's not a hard schedule, so if you are interested in seeing some more of my... I've been taking a lot of my radio skills onto the Twitch platform. If you follow twitch.tv/guardiancoop, you get to see some more awesome gameplay, some more expressiveness, I would think. And this is just another platform for me to really get out of my shell more than the radio has, because now you get to see me in a video, an actual person, instead of a voice. Yeah, so Shovel Knight was one of the first games I've played, the first main story of Shovel Knight. So the influential song I think everyone who's played the game would recognize is Strike the Earth, Plains of Passage. So I'll be playing that, and we'll continue on this journey of sonic gallantry here on the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope. Enjoy this sonic journey.
Guinevere of the royal court of Arthur, draped in white velvet, silk and lace, the rustle of her gown on the marble staircase sparkles on fingers both slender and pale. A jester he sleeps, but the raven he peeps through the dark foreboding skies of the royal domain. Maroon-colored wine from the vineyards of Charlemagne is sipped by the queen's lips, and so gently honey brown eyes flicker in the candlelight. Such is the silence on royal Camelot. The jester he sleeps, but the raven he peeps through the dark foreboding skies of the royal domain. Guinevere of the royal court of Arthur, draped in white velvet, silk and lace, the sound of her gown on the marble staircase. Such is the silence in fair Camelot.
Situations that weren't right. Now all I have are blessings.
Your love is divine.
watching you blossom into your best self inspires me to reach great heights. Didn't think I'd make it out of these curses of bloodlines from lost lives and these soul ties. Keep me tethered to the divine.
Your love is divine.
Cause your love is divine.
Your love is divine.
This is Luke Rokuda, and you are listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca and syndicating across Canada.
How was that fantastical fantasy sonic adventure we had, Good Centuries? We began that grand set with Strike the Earth, Planes of Passage from the Shovel Knight original soundtrack, composed by Jake Kaufman. Then we had LA-based Afro-futurist fantasy harpist, vocalist, and composer Nyla Hunter with the track Guinevere off of their recent EP release, Quietude on Leaving Records. This is a cover of the often overlooked medieval ode from psych folk icon Donovan. Then we heard the most recent release, this most recent single released by Shun Shun, Love Her Music. That was the track Divine. And finally, we heard Arushi Jain, the Indian-born U.S. residing composer, modular synthesis, vocalist, technologist, and engineer. We first heard them in the last episode of the SMK. This time, I chose to feature Cultivating Self-Love off their most recent album, Under the Lilac Sky, on Leaving Records. I do want to add, actually, I've been really ingrained with all the releases from Leaving Records lately, so I hope more great music I will be able to listen to off the label. We are entering our second grand set, continuing on with the effervescent mood of the more electronica, ambient and folk noir aromas, sonic aromas. We will be listening to John Mills Cockle, Peppermoth, Light Conductor, and Clara Engel. First, John Mills Cockle, the Toronto electronic multi-instrumentalist and keyboard of the early 70s avant-prog band Syrinx. We are going to be listening to one version of the track called Distant Approach that appears on the compilation album Pangalactic Performer, released back in 2019. Here is John Mills Cockle with Distant Approach to start this grand set of The Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. country sings between us, thunder and the rain melt into mist and silence, my voice an offering. Stay between us, thunder and the rain melt into mist and silence, my voice an offering. Stay with me for a while. A light shines underground. Stay with me. A light.
For our second grand set in today's session of The Scope, we began with John Mills Cockle with Distant Approach from the compilation album Pangalactic Performer. Then we heard new music by Canadian producer and artist Andrew McPherson, who resides actually here in Guelph, with their ambient project Peppermoth. They just released the album Ventriloquist. I hope that's how you pronounce that, Ventriloquist. Released on the labels Big Mind Records and 6 Degrees Records. We heard the track Mesmerizer, also the name of this session. We then heard brand new music as well from Light Conductor. We haven't heard these guys in quite a while. They are releasing their second album of prismatic slow burn analog synth instrumentals. This is the Canadian duo of Jace Lasik of the Besnard Lakes and Stefan Ramsey of Young Galaxy. This album, called Sequence 2, is going to be released this October 29th, 2021, on Constellation Records. We heard the radio edit of their track Splitting Light. And finally, we heard the music of the absolute amazing friend and musical poet, Clara Engel. We heard Flame Tree Sings off their brand new album, Dressed in Borrowed Light. With that, I will leave you good sentries for this first hour of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Have a little break before we get into our second hour of today's mesmerizing session. See you quite soon.